We kick off hour number two of the program. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. Become a member. For almost 90 years, they've been helping their members grow financially, moving upward and forward with the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. That's why it's the official credit union of 3 and Out. We're members. You should be too. Find out more at tvacreditunion.com and tell them you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio. Big news yesterday for Rick Barnes and the basketball team, Chris.
You know, some are now calling this the most talented Tennessee team in history.
Anytime you can return a key leader from your greatest squad ever, it's a big get in my mind.
Josiah Jordan James is coming back for a fifth and final year.
We hope.
Sixth?
At Tennessee.
Fifth? Just fifth? All right.
He announced it on Twitter yesterday afternoon. The opening line of this Saturday Down South post says, "This comes as a bit of a shock, but a welcome one for Tennessee fans." Kind of got that one. Kind of got that one wrong, I think. I mean, maybe some Tennessee fans. I mean,
I was talking with Billy about that. When he took a shot at the fan base, that I just don't like that. He's a fine player. He's a great defender. Good leader. Good locker room guy.
But like, I really don't want him back. I really don't. I mean, we joke a lot of times about some of the just antics of the basketball team, but like, let's just cut through the crap here. Like, isn't there a reason that they like went out and got enough guys so that they didn't need him anymore? You think that tweet goes out last night and Rick Barnes is like, ugh.
It's not really his choice though. Like, Rick Barnes could say no.
He could.
Yeah, he could.
But I mean,
is it true that he's walking on?
I mean, I don't think anyone knows that yet.
Okay.
Officially. Because I mean, if a spot were to open up, then I don't know. That was the assumption based on the fact that we definitely already have all of our scholarships taken. This says Tennessee's been at the scholarship limit of 13 for some time now following the transfer addition of Dalton Ornecht from Northern Colorado earlier this offseason. James' return means one of three things for Tennessee. Number one, he, a fringe NBA prospect, is returning as a walk-on, or another player will move to walk-on status, or a scholarship player will have to exit the program prior to the start of next season. All signs point to option one being the case. In this instance,
really?
It's not confirmed as of May 31st. One more year.
Okay. So if he walks on, how do you feel?
Still going to be taking minutes from Dalton Connect, probably.
I'm just.
Hickman, we've never even seen that kid play in a Tennessee uniform.
I'd rather see him play in a Tennessee uniform than Josiah James.
I'm just ready for a change, and I don't like his attitude toward the fan base, or towards some of the I just don't.
Well, we shouldn't have given up on him after Colorado.
I don't get that. Like, I don't understand. Like, sometimes I'm just tired of watching a guy play. I'm just ready for someone new.
Sheesh.
We needed roster turnover. Like, the guys we had, I think their time here had kind of ran its course. So, you know, losing some guys like Euros, come on. You know, we thought we were losing Josiah. I thought it was a good thing to get some new guys in the system and the program, but no.
I love this article. It's obviously not a Tennessee guy. Maybe it is. Maybe he's a homer. But plenty of new faces will compete for minutes as well, including Kinect, Harvard transfer Chris Ledlam, and USC Upstate transfer Jordan Ganey, who could be a potential walk-on candidate. That's not even mentioning a top 20 incoming freshman class featuring a pair of four-stars and previously reclassified class of 2022 guard Freddie DeLeon to potentially back up Ziegler at point guard. All that to say, Tennessee basketball will be absolutely loaded next season. Let's see what Rick Barnes and company can do with all that firepower.
I'm not going to bash Josiah Jordan James other than the fan thing. I didn't like that. I don't think that's a good use of your time to say, like, oh, everyone counted us out after Colorado, and look at us now. It's like, well, the same problems that people saw all season were ultimately the reason you went home. So, you know, I don't think it's that people weren't rooting for you. I think they just saw the flaws in this team. That said, I don't – I mean, if he likes it I guess I don't know, like, what his long-term goal is now. Like, is he coming back to try and be, like, a superstar, or is he coming back to, like, start working into coaching a little bit? Like, it's just a very strange thing. I do agree. You know, it's funny, like, sometimes in college you complain about all the turnover. Like, oh, man, we lost all these great players, and now we got to replace them. But sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes it's kind of like, eh, something fresh would be good. And, you know, let's see if the next wave of talent can be, you know, a difference maker. I don't know how to feel about this. Like, what was your first reaction yesterday? Were you like, oh, were you like, yeah, or were you like, oh, no?
You remember heard that my clip first reaction.
You remember that clip of Davey Hudson on voluntary action where he says a very bad word? That's what I did.
And
fudge. Yeah.
And then here we go again type thing?
I don't know. I'm on a message board. It's nine to one probably of people excited about it.
Casuals.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. Like, we've seen him be pretty good. If he could be successful.
He's not a bad player.
If he can be.
His problem is that these recruiting sites said he was a 5-star.
Yeah.
If they had said this kid was a 3-star, nobody, like, it's an expectation problem. But he's not going to get any better. I mean, this is just John Fulkerson all over again. But because he's a 5-star, or because he was a 5-star, it feels different. This is John Fulkerson all over again. This is just another year of a good he's basically saying, I will never make it in the NBA with this decision. And that's fine. If that's what he wants to do.
Speaking of, by the way, Julius, don't
put expectations on. Do not expect Josiah Jordan James to carry you to the Final Four. It is not going to happen.
Unless it does.
The team might go to the Final Four, but it ain't going to be on his back. If he wants to be Dane Bradshaw and be a glue guy on this team, fine. But I feel like that's the problem, is he came in as a 5-star. People expected 5-star. The fans that really knew said, I don't think this guy can score. And those people got shamed about it. All the little insider people on the Quest sites and all that stuff were like, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. This guy's a 5-star. It's like, well, yeah, he is on paper. He does not on the basketball court. He jumps high. He can lift a lot of weights. He looks like Tarzan. He is not a 5-star college basketball
player. He can't even
player.
Jump high anymore.
Well, I mean, yeah. He's kind of an old guy. He's an old man now. It's like,
guy scored 2 points in the McDonald's All-American game.
And some people are like, are we sure this guy can score? And the insider said, you're an idiot. How dare you think you know more than this basketball staff? It's like, well, they did. Because this guy is not reset your expectations and be like, okay, this is Stephen Pearl, Dane Bradshaw, John Fulkerson. Like, he's just a glue guy, nice dude, good leader. He'll buffer Rick Barnes with some of the young guys and take up for his teammates and then think that the fan base hates him. Then, yeah, that's what you got. You got that back. Congratulations. Tigers don't change their stripes. He's not going to all of a sudden be some whatever. He might make more threes. I don't know. He's a real streaky shooter. I mean, you could build a pretty nice highlight clip of him knocking down shots, but he doesn't attack the basket. He shoots less free throws than games played. I mean, he's soft. He's Charmin soft. So, mentally and physically. So, that yeah, if you want that guy back, go for it. I'd rather just try somebody else out that might, you know, become Grant Williams. Can we tell you how I really feel next segment or what?
No, I think I got it.
A stunning development, 24/7 Sports called. I was shocked. Also, were you not shocked?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I guess the G League Combine said, hey, bro, you're just a college dude, man. You're going to be professional at something other than sports.
There's a lot of talent in the draft this year.
Meanwhile, Julian Phillips is just getting absolutely GMs glowing about him, staying with it.
Yeah, he's staying in the draft, in case you missed that announcement.
I was about to say it, but I got screamed at.
Sorry.
No, it's you were...
Play him at the four off the bench.
I mean, let's just hit a break. We have quotes from Triple J, actual quotes that I hadn't seen yesterday when it happened. And then we have people on the phone lines as well. We'll get to them. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. I'm excited and blessed to be able to represent Tennessee for one more year, Josiah James said in the press release from University of Tennessee. After last season, I talked with the coaching staff about how important it was for me to go through the draft evaluation process and get NBA feedback, since I wasn't able to do that last offseason. I also knew that the coaches here had to build a full roster for this year and prepare for the possibility that I might not be back. I love the pieces they've put together, and I'm eager to join this new group of teammates for one more run. Sounds like he really is walking on.
That's kind of cool.
Sure.
He could have had a scholarship if we just would have gave Coach Gainey a little bit of a raise.
Hmm. Whatever. I mean, it sounds like he went to the coaches at the end of the season. They did their little exit interview, and he's like, "Well," they're like, "What are you thinking?" And he's like, "Well, I kind of want to see what it would be like to go pro." And they're like, "Okay, that's fine, but we're gonna plan on not."
Yeah,
having
we can't back. We can't wait and hold your spot.
And if you end up wanting to come back, then we'll just have to figure that out. But we're gonna plan as if you're not coming back. And he was like, "Okay, cool," and then did his thing, and they did their thing, and then now he's decided that what's best for him is to play one more year. So there you go.
It could be good.
Yeah.
Have to wait and see.
Let's go to the Big Orange Philly phone lines. We got Philly on the horn. What's up, Philly? You're on 3 and Out.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Philly.
Nate, I had an Harrison conversation last night.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hickman, Houston, and Jake the Snake on a three-way. Isn't that pretty cool?
Pretty cool, Philly.
Got us through that drive.
All we missed was Nate ripping somebody, you know.
Well, what do you think, Philly? You excited to have Triple J back?
I'm not really excited. I mean, I don't really know what to think. Maybe not just sleeping on it. On the surface, he'd be good as a utility player. He can play about three positions.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you got all these young players that need playing time to get better. I don't know. And then you got the three grad transfers coming here, and I don't think about two of them are going to play, the Lidham and Kanik. So, I don't know. It, like, Tom Brady fan said, he'll play the four, but he will play some three because it depends on the matchup of who you play.
Well, and I give Davey Hudson credit. He texted us last night and said, does this maybe have something to do with how fast they think Zakai Ziegler can get back and having another guy to help bring the ball up the court with the experience of Josiah Jordan James might be something that can help this team?
Well, that's fine and dandy, but I guess they're going to hope Freddie DeLone's good because I saw where him and Toby Walker going trying out for some kind of all-star thing this summer. Are they that good?
I don't know, man.
I mean, Toby. I feel like Toby's got potential.
A lot of these guys are good at certain things, but we just ask them to do other things sometimes. That's the problem. I mean, like, if we need Josiah to come in and guard some dude one night, then great. But, like, he just needs to be a role player on this team. Let's let these young guys score. Basically tell Josiah, hey, don't shoot unless you're wide open from three. And if that's not going well, don't even shoot that.
And if you're wide open, look around first to make sure Dalton Connect's not wide open. And if he is, you give the ball to him.
Well, there will be no excuses for Rick Barnes now. He's got 14 players. And, really, I don't see a real dud out of any of them, really. I mean,
it's like the Vandy baseball plan over here. Just have more guys.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. I just I hope Rick Barnes knows what he's done. I mean, sometimes you just say bye to people. I think Fulkerson hung around a year too long, like you all brought up earlier.
Yeah, and with Fulkerson, like, I'm not making excuses for him, but apparently he did have, like, double COVID. Like, you know, it took him a while to get back. Mm-hmm. Then he gets hit in the eye. And
You
know, I mean, felt like there was a lot kind of working against him. And I agree, like, his last season, and I'm not his fault necessarily, but it didn't ruin his legacy, but it definitely didn't leave us with that warm, fuzzy feeling of the guy who came back and, you know, left it all on the court. Even though that's what he did, it just didn't pan out the way we all kind of hoped it would. And maybe that's exactly the way I feel about this. Like, towards the end of Fulkerson's career, you're just kind of like, dang it, man. Like, really hoped that would work out. I still hope this works out. I just don't see a way. Like, what would he have to do for everyone to say, oh, man, he's going to average 16 a night, lead you in scoring a bunch of times, win some games for you, and I just don't know. Like, that's asking him to be something he's not.
He'll be tied to that SEC tournament championship team forever, though. So,
well, all I'll say is, if he's hitting the shots, he's good, but if he's not, he needs to be sitting on the bench. That's the way they're going to have to play him, I think.
Yeah.
Because he hurts him offensively.
Philly, we were losing services. I was trying to tell you that yesterday. Like, if he misses his first two threes of the game, You got to just put the clamps on him and tell him, hey, don't shoot anymore. If he makes if he makes one of two and then hits two out of three, okay, maybe it's going to be that kind of night. But there were a lot of games last year where he starts 0 for 4 and finishes 1 of 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't have that.
Yeah, and it's just and what Nate, wasn't the stat you read like because he can get his shot off over taller defenders, his threes are actually graded out as bad looks? Because the defender's so close that it's not an open three, but because he's so tall and has such a high release, he can get the shot off. So it's like one of those weird things that I know he wants to be a shooter, kind of like at times Kumwa last year wanted to be a 3-point shooter, but on nights when it's not happening, like we've got to continue to go to other people with the ball and not just say, well, you can get your shot off, so take it whenever you want.
Well, he shot worse from three this past year than he did the year before. So he's not getting better. He shot his best 3-point percentage his first year here. Like, he's getting worse as a shooter. His free throw percentage is going up, but he's shooting less free throws.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't really – like, you're not going to get a better version of Josiah Jordan James next year, I don't think, on offense. Now, he might be healthier and be okay. Like, but that's the thing. Like, I just don't have a lot of confidence that Rick Barnes is going to take all these parts and, like, fit them together in a very cohesive way. I'm just afraid that we're just going to see a lot of Josiah Jordan James and then not see some other guy that might help us score more points.
Yeah, he's not very good at shooting twos either.
Well, no, because all he shoots is the mid-range floater. Like we talked about it yesterday. If he does attack the rim, he either jumps from too far away or too close. He can never decide if he wants to dunk, shoot a floater, or lay it up. Like, it's just...
He made less than 2 2-point baskets per game last season. He played in 24 games and made 44 two-point field goals.
Well, I hope it works out. I honestly think that BJ better help feed the state than Triple J. Because I don't know who the Tennessee's backup point guard is unless it's Freddie DeLone.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, I think it's got
to be. I don't know enough. I mean, I know Hickman's got him at 20 a night, but I don't know.
Never said that.
I don't know if he's going to be a ball handler or not.
All right, guys, I'm going to get off here. Y'all have a good day.
You too, Philly. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I guess that's how I'd describe it, Nate. I'm not overly excited about the news, but I'm not necessarily conceding that it's going to be this terrible thing that he's back. But I do reserve the right to say that at any point in the season, when and if it goes poorly.
I don't think you're going any deeper in March because he's back, but I also don't think it's likely you're going home any earlier either because he's back, unless you have that one performance from him in the round of 32 where he's 1-9 from 3 to a 14 from the field and doesn't take any free throws.
Yeah, I'm not sure it hurts you. I just don't really think it helps you either.
Yeah.
It's kind of where I'm at.
I'm watching Dalton connect.
And it probably makes it harder to coach the team, honestly.
It makes it more awkward coaching the team.
But, you know,
I mean, he's kind of like a coach on the floor.
If guys get injured, I mean, it's helpful to have good depth.
Definitely the deepest team we've had. And we were doing the math yesterday. I mean, Connect's a fourth-year player, or is this his fifth?
2 years at JUCO, 2 years at Northern Colorado, so it's his fifth.
His fifth year. Vescovy's fifth year. Josiah's fifth year. Ledlam's fifth year.
You're going to have a veteran team, for
Essentially,
sure.
It's Freddie Bucket's second year.
You know, Hickman mentioned Adu's now a junior. Mm-hmm. Awaka, now a sophomore. I mean,
I just don't know that you even needed him.
I don't disagree with that, so...
Well,
but you can't tell him no if he really is wanting to, as a walk-on.
Right.
Yeah, you probably needed to tell him no, like, way before.
As when the season ended last year.
You need to just, like, at that kind of exit interview where he's like, well, I want to try the draft thing, just be like,
but
well,
if the conversation was, if I want to walk on and come back and I want no guarantees as far as playing time or role, like, would you let me come back? I think Rick Barnes would probably say yes to that. I think most coaches would.
The only way I can even play devil's advocate would be to say, well, you know, Josiah, I'm just not even sure. I can't even promise you playing time. Right? Like, I hope our team is so good that, like, if you want to just come be on the team, you can. But if you're only playing 8 minutes a night, we can't have you over there pouting because you're not going to play more.
Right, right. Yeah, that has to be a conversation. Yeah.
And that's tough. I mean, it's tough when you go from playing 25, 30 minutes in some games to – you know, being a reserve. You know, I've been there with high school teams where you're improving the program, and all of a sudden you got a senior that's not getting to play as much as they did their sophomore or junior year because you got such good freshmen and sophomores.
Right.
And you better have the right attitudes, or it gets cancerous in a hurry in the locker room.
Yep.
So people not getting their playing time, their shots, all that stuff.
Only Rick, I will say this, I'll give him some credit. Only Rick Barnes could get a 5-star to walk on that no one wanted.
I don't understand the no one wanted part, but
there's
a lot of teams that want him back. But, you know, Rick Barnes, the 5-star we got to walk on.
It is
pretty impressive.
I was completely surprised. We'll come back with more 3 and out next. Welcome back to 3 and out, hour number 2. Talking about Tennessee hoops. Josiah Jordan James coming back. Julian Phillips going to stay in the draft process. And Cam Hua pulling his name out, but going to transfer.
You take him as a walk-on as well?
Like, why did we even get new players? We just have the same ones. Do we even know why he wanted to transfer? Why does like, I don't understand. Like, when guys don't get to play, I get it. I'm like, yeah, man, transfer. Like, go somewhere you can play. That makes
apparently
sense.
He's really high on West Virginia, and West Virginia is really high on him.
But like, why? Did he not get to shoot enough here? Did he not get to play the way he wanted to? Like, I just don't understand. I'm kind of glad he's gone too, just from change of scenery. Like,
I think it went Vescovy, him as the ones I wanted to keep.
Really?
I mean, he was a good defender, and he had at least games where he'd go crazy.
Twice. I don't know. I think overall I'd rather have Josiah.
This will never not be weird.
I know.
Yeah, I was just kind of ready for new guys to pull for, you know, to see what happened, just see something different. Just feel like we've seen that kind of same old for a while. But what do I know? All right, back to the Big Orange Philly phone lines. Got Matt up next. What's up, Matt? You're on 3 and Out.
National champions next year, guys. You know it, and I know it.
You know it, and I know it.
Triple J coming back puts us up to what? We're probably 85, 90 points a game next year. Average.
In the first half or the second half?
That's a good point, man.
Yeah, maybe, maybe 180 a game.
Nate, I'm not. I don't want to say I don't like him, because that's not the word, right term. I just
don't want to watch him play basketball.
You're ready for something new.
Yeah, I think that's probably just the best way to put it. I just don't think his style of play fits this boring offense. I don't know how to put it, man. I don't know if it's Triple J or if it's Barnes. Well, I mean, which one is it?
Well, he's a coach on the floor. They're kind of the same person.
Okay. I think the way I would say it is, and I think, Matt, that's a really good point. Like, for what this offense has been and what we all think it should be and needs to be and maybe even could be, I don't know that Josiah Jordan James is the type of player to advance the offense to that level. I think that's why we look at guys like DeLeon and Connect and even, to a degree, you know, Gainey and some of these other guys. Like, Vescovy, you're not worried about him being a terrible offensive player. Now, he's going to have good nights and bad nights, but this just doesn't seem to push us the way we want to go. This feels like this keeps us more in the, we're going to play great defense for 40 minutes, and we're just going to try to hang on and outscore them at the end. And I think we're all wanting to say, no, let's go fast pace, let's push tempo, let's get better shots, let's actually move the ball, let's call plays. And I don't know that this does that at all.
Well, if he was like a commander on the court or a captain that was taking the lead of the team, but he wasn't that great of a player, I could see it. But I don't even see him taking lead on the court. That's the problem. Like, the only vocalness he has is negativity. And, you know, I never saw him – I don't think I've seen him once rally the team or get frustrated at other players or try to pick the team up and just lead by example. I mean, and I'm not saying he's not a bad guy. I've just not seen it, or maybe I'm not looking, you know.
We saw him do, was that Kennedy Chandler that he kind of got in between him and Barnes and was like, hey, like, I'll talk to Kennedy, you know, don't rip him a new one in the middle of a big game.
That's true.
But I agree. Like, I think he tries to lead by example, and he's just, I'm gonna do the right thing. I'm going to communicate on defense, but it's not a, you know, it's not like the rah-rah type of guy. You know, he's not like a flamboyant player out there. He's a very strategic, I almost want to say robotic, but not necessarily in a bad way, just a I'm going to do my job type of player.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if it matters. You know, I'm not, yeah. I agree with Phil. I just don't know if the players we get coming back matter at all on where we push. But we're just not going to be an offensive juggernaut. It's just not our style. It's not our identity. Our identity is defense, and I hate having that as a dang identity, man. It's from a fan perspective, but I just think you're the peak, the pinnacle you can reach with this team is Sweet 16 bound, no matter what talent you got. But, you know, hey, I was reading an article. You guys might have touched on this early. I wasn't listening when you guys first came on, but you see about how LSU's putting AC in their helmets?
Yeah, I feel like I saw this the other day. I thought it was an NFL team, and then they announced yesterday that they've partnered with some company that it's like a 5-hour battery in the helmet before it has to be charged. They're going to be wearing them for games and practices. That seems like a pretty cool thing.
No, no, man. My first thought was just, I don't know, man. And I'm older, but how soft, man? Come on.
No, I don't disagree with that. It's definitely like, I'm sure if anyone who's ever played football, especially at a high level, is just immediately rolling their eyes. But I also wonder if it had been offered to them in the moment, if they wouldn't take it. Like,
it's just such a weird AC in the helmets. I mean, what are we doing, man? Are we going to put sippy cups for Gatorade next? I mean, it's just weird, dude. Like, I get the AC on the sideline, the fans blowing. That's kind of cool, but I mean, I don't know. AC in your helmet?
I
do wonder what, like, the net positive of it is.
You think
it
was a guy that came into the bar or the pub or wherever and was like, they're putting air conditioning in cars now? Golly, we're so soft. We already got it. We already got those window units in the house. Now we're going to put it in the vehicles. Y'all can't just roll your windows down and drive around in your truck. You know what I mean?
It's a good, I mean, I'm not, yeah, it's weird. I mean, I'm not.
Central
heating
and air. Build a fire, you coward.
Well, there's the truth.
Go kill you a bear, make a blanket, and wear it around.
Why do we need these light bulbs? Jeez, just wake up with the sun and go to bed when it goes down. It's not that hard. Right.
Take a torch to the outhouse.
You guys think about it. Let's chew on it for a while. Let's talk about it later. I get it. I'll see you.
Sorry, Matt, but that was too good. Thanks for the call.
A microwave? Cook it over a fire. I couldn't help but laugh at the AC and the helmet thing.
It's hot in there.
I know, but we're giving Matt a hard time, but this does feel, I don't know.
Is it that different, though, than AC in your vehicle?
Yeah, I mean, a glass in
vehicle.
I mean,
there was a point where you didn't have it. I know. You know, it wasn't there. And somebody said, hey, let's put it in the cars. And somebody probably said, do we really need it in the cars? We've never had it before.
Ride a horse, just walk.
We might start having AC in just regular clothing. I mean, how cool would that be?
Well, as someone who uses like the heated gloves and vests when I fish sometimes.
See, yeah, exactly.
That's how I'm out in the element, the opposite element. That's why I left, but then.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather be cold than hot. Like, you know. Being outside, like yesterday out there working.
What if you had
working?
An AC jacket? You know, it's just like basically a lining with just some.
I'm shivering back here just thinking about it.
We were working on that working on that pool yesterday out in the heat. Man, imagine if it was middle of August.
Imagine how much less stench would have been in the air on the way back.
That's a good point.
Got a little smelly in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm glad we got that work choke with the plastic seat, so you guys can't.
Is it weird that, like, is this just the next thing for everybody?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm kind of surprised it's LSU because Brian Kelly, I would have aligned with Matt that he'd be a hard nosed football.
Rub some dirt on it, kid.
Yeah, like so I was a little surprised it was LSU. That said, they with all that money they stole from the Children's Hospital, they probably could, you know, put some into R&D.
Think how much
like
faster
this.
We go on offense if we're just. Cooled down, man.
I don't know. Like, is playing football with a lithium battery in your helmet a good idea? Is the helmet as safe? Is it really an AC or is it just like a little fan?
Good question.
It's not going to be like a coiled AC system, right?
It's a heat pump in there.
It's like a battery pack on the back. He's got the football in one hand and a 12-volt car battery in the other.
Well, you know, it's usually the second or third iteration of these things when they get it right.
I mean, is that the next, like,
a little fan in the helmet wouldn't be bad.
If they could do it in the helmet, like, pads are next. They're going to have cooled, cool system pads.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think there was a company that did that. They didn't leave it in there, but, like, you could go to the side. Maybe that was air.
Oh yeah, no,
they could plug.
That.
They could plug in like a hose.
Yeah, yeah,
and it
and
would
it
at least
cool air.
It would at least pump. Yeah, coolish. I don't know if it was like AC air, but it might have been. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, they just like hook you up and uh-huh. it just kind of help you dry out a little bit.
Smart.
I don't know. Like, I mean, first we pay these guys millions of dollars. Now they're getting AC in the helmet. What's next?
You sound like Clint Eastwood in that
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino.
Final segment, hour number two.
AC in the helmets.
Fugitive damn.
You know, you really flipped the script on Matt there.
Oh, he thought he was going to just walk in here and make fun of how soft LSU was. And what?
You made him get out of here.
Nah, I didn't make him. He went on his own volition.
Yeah, but AC in the car, I mean, you know, long drive across the country. It's a little different than a, you know.
Long two-a-day practices, man.
They play 20 minutes a game. We did the math. They get Gatorade between every couple of snaps. They got big fans or heaters.
Yeah,
they got the best medical care in the state. Mm. Now they're getting millions of dollars. Free education. AC in the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm with Matt.
Okay.
Like, is it mandatory? Does everyone have to use it? What if you don't want it? What if you like being hot?
I guess you can stick with the old ways.
Will it be a heater in the cold months?
That'd be nice.
See, I'd rather have that. Actually, now I don't know.
That seems a little bit more, you know, risky.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. Of course, I don't know if it's like liquid nitrogen or something. It busts open and, you know, scars someone's face up. I just don't know. AC in the helmet.
It's probably just a little fan.
I mean, really, AC just makes football. I mean, what, like football, lacrosse? I guess a little like a baseball, like the batter's helmet could have one, maybe. Track and field just on their own. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Just run fast and get hot.
They start putting in their caps if they want to. What about the weight, though? You know, how much slower are you going to run if you...
Could be the big trick. All these AC helmets weigh the teams down.
Mm-hmm.
So they're nice and comfortable when they're getting their tail kicked.
Yeah, we're just light and fast and hot.
Would that be weird to, like, cool down just your head, but not the rest of your body?
I mean, I feel like we've gone to less and less pads over the years.
Now, well, that's certainly
this
true.
This is going to be one of the first things we're, like, adding back in, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, they new. Shoulder pads have shrunk, but the technology's also improved to where, you know, they can use less material but get even better distribution of contact.
Mm.
I mean, you go back and look at some of those, like, running backs in the 80s. It's insane. Looks pretty cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like a little flip switch, you think? Just like a...
Yeah, I got to see.
Does it make a sound?
I don't know.
Has to make some sound. You missed the play call? Coach, I thought you said 22 blue. All I heard was... This could be a great thing. The people who don't use them get the benefit.
They going to mic up that... Or, you know, put... You know, headphones in the helmets like in the NFL so they can get the plays in.
Yeah, like you have to pick one or the other. Like your quarterback can have an AC helmet or the headset to the coach.
It's funny what the rules are on that because, like in college, I'm sure if it was allowed, people would have already gone to that. So there's a rule, obviously, against having, you know, headphones in built into the helmet like in the NFL, but apparently there's no rule on air conditioning.
No, it's a good point. Yeah, that seems like...
Can you start sending in signals with the AC unit?
Like, well, so like the headset and the one in the helmet.
Silly. One ping only.
They don't want one team to have it and the other not, but if both teams can have it and afford it, like for SEC games, could you not say, hey, yeah, we're going to just allow headsets?
Wasn't that the thing with the AC and stuff on the sidelines? Is this a way to get around it? Because this is actually like part of the uniform, not like a bench. You know, like a bench, if it's cooled or whatever on the home side, you have to have that same bench on the road side, right? In SEC games?
I don't know.
Like if you have a fan, do the visitors have to have the same fan?
I think they have to bring their own.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Now, like if your headset goes out on one sideline, the other team has to take theirs off. They don't want that to be unfair.
See, I feel like coaches, I'm surprised they don't take advantage of that more. Like, I would practice all week with no headsets if I was a home team, and then I would just purposely break the headset. Or either way, I guess. Hey, our headsets are out. Sorry. And then all week we've prepped for no headsets.
Well, a lot of times teams get accused of just that.
Yeah.
Or, like, one team will have theirs go out, and the other team says they're not using theirs, but they actually secretly got, like, walkie-talkies or something. Mm. I can't remember who that was. That was a few years ago that happened. One team accused the other of, like, cutting their headset so that they would have to take theirs off, too, but then they still could communicate.
They had a system.
Had, like, an earpiece or something.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty smart.
Shenanigans. All right, hour 3, more phone calls next.